You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Portions of This Is Americans Live, the improvised documentary podcast, are brought to you by listeners like yourself, our esteemed sponsors, and the all-powerful, all-knowing random sentence generator, which inspires the stories you're about to hear. Yes, whenever you hear this sound, the next sentence you hear is a random sentence provided by our revered, omnipotent random sentence generator. For more This Is Americans Live, listen to more episodes of This Is Americans Live, I guess. And now, your first random sentence.
Gary didn't understand why Doug went upstairs to get $1 bills when he invited him to go cow tipping. It was a ritual that they did every weekend, but clearly Gary was using his dollar bills for other things.
No, tipping as in tipping them over.
Oh, I understand now. I thought you were talking about paying a tip, but I get it. You go and you tip cows, and it's like from Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, okay.
But I was thinking, during the day,
right?
Is this, I mean, I'm not from Utah. This is your hometown, and I mean no disrespect if I should know better. Is lemonade not a thing? Are lemonade stands? I mean, because we could get so much coin that we could turn into whatever bill we want.
I mean...
Forget it. I'm sorry. Just, I'm an entrepreneur at heart. My father is an entrepreneur. His three brothers are entrepreneurs. His mother, his father, entrepreneurs. His grandmother, an entrepreneur, which is a joke I could say. You can't. But what do you want to do with these cows?
So, what do you do?
Me and my two brothers, we invented this, basically this mesh screen that you could put over screens and...
Entrepreneurs, just like your grandfather and your cousin and your uncle and your aunt.
Why are you being so creepy, sir?
Yeah, what's going on, man? What's with third degree?
Yeah, you wanted to talk to us about our screens that we've been producing. How many units do we have so far?
Units, we have inventory of
234.
How many?
234.
One more.
We have about 234. Sir, your ears are bleeding.
Again?
I don't really know you to know if this is a reoccurring issue, but...
It is.
Well, my grandmother, who's an entrepreneur, she's also an ENT, if you want her to take a look at it.
Hi, let me see. What's going on? Hey, what's your name?
Can you button that up, please?
Button what up? Your pants or my blouse?
Your blouse.
My blouse?
Yes, can you button your blouse, please?
And that was when the two boys found a new invention, the blouse. Didn't exist yet, but it was just a simple fumble of words, but it inspired so much.
You don't like salads? Browse it! Don't like stir fry?
Browse it!
If you're at home at night and you want a snack, but you don't want to cook, my advice is open the cupboard, take some, who gives a f***?
Browse it!
What if I have a club foot?
Browse it!
I should browse it?
Browse it 100%! And with one browse, you get a second browse at half off!
Half off!
How much is the first browse?
$100!
So
two fries are $150!
So the second browse is $50.
Check out some of our testimonials!
Before I had the browse, I was not feeling too great, but now I have it. And I'm like, what did I ever do without this browse?
Now check out some more specific testimonials to give you a better idea of what it is.
My name is Todd, and I'm from Detroit. And before I had the browse,
I did not have it. And now I have it and I can't believe it.
But even more specific testimonials.
My name is Solomon and I was born on June 4th. Of 1978, and
these are the wrong types of specifics. Here's one that you'll love.
Well, I was hungry one night, and I had some Daily Harvest frozen cauliflower pizzas. They're not bad, but they don't excite me. Then I reached into my cupboard and I got out some Brouse, put it on top of the pizza, and it made it taste better.
20 minutes later,
and that was the best part because I got the $50 version.
Here's an instruction on how to use Brouse.
First, you take the Brouse, and then you do the thing at the Brouse, and you use it. And then, wham, bam, thank you very much for the Brouse.
Brouse!
Maybe lock them doors and turn the Brouse down low.
If you've been injured in a Brouse-related mishap, then you may be entitled to damages. Hi, I'm Frank Sandrin, and I represent the law offices of Sandrin, Sandrin, and
We went to a court hearing where Sandrin, and Bernhearn were representing multiple people in a class action suit against the Brouse company.
She was 14. She was 14.
Your Honor, this is very clearly a very sad case, and I'd like to dismiss this witness and call up another one if I can.
Why won't you listen to me?
Let's call the next witness, please.
Hello.
Can you speak up, sir?
Hello.
Tell us how the Brouse ruined your life.
Well,
objection, Your Honor.
Do I keep going? Is the objection sustained? I don't know how.
I'm sorry. I was on my phone shopping for Brouses.
Have you ever been into a courtroom that is boring as Brouse? Brouse.
All right. This is Americans Live. I'm your host, Ari, with producer Andy. Our special guest contributor for this episode is Rick Glassman. And our show will be using a trusty sentence generator to bring you a story in three improvised acts. This week's theme, justice. Sometimes it takes the form of a court of law. Sometimes it's getting your comeuppance. Stay with us. Act one. The tour bus was packed with teenage girls heading toward their next adventure. They had been on the road taking their cheerleading show to different cities, different parts of the country, and with the hopes of competing to win.
Really appreciate you ladies letting me come on the road with you and document this. This is incredible. This is like the real life Bring It On, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I think so.
Bring It On too.
I don't like part two. More like Bring It On, so number one, and then number like four.
Maybe Bring It On like a totally new one that we're going to create.
Yeah, more like a new one.
So perfect.
I just meant seeing like the competitive side of something that people, because in your sport, correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of people come to the football games not to watch the football players, but to actually see you.
Well, first of all, thank you for calling it a sport, because it is one.
For sure.
And second, yeah, it is exactly like that. The sporting event is actually incidental.
Now, you two, Mandy, you're the captain, correct?
I'm the captain. Well, we're both kind of captains. Right.
Well, we're co-captains.
We're co-cap.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's my co-cap. I'm her co-cap. I mean, I would say that there's no other captains other than us. So yeah, we're just like together. If we were like one person, we'd be captain for sure.
And you're a freshman and you are a senior, correct?
Yes, yeah. I'm a super senior. Super duper senior.
Fresh, super senior.
Now, how long?
Super cool.
Is it great?
Oh my God.
Super happy.
I love being with you.
So is there any competition within this group? Like, for example, you are so much younger. Are you taking the reins from her? How does this work? What's the dynamic and what makes a captain versus the rest of the girls on this bus?
You want to take that?
I do not, actually, as a matter of fact, but I will.
Okay, I mean...
Holy shit!
What?
Did you just see that? Out the window?
The bus that was next to our bus?
Yeah.
The other bus?
Tell me more, because I've been wearing my shades, and they're so dark. What did you see?
I think you just saw the bus that was driving by, but is there something else besides the other bus?
I don't know. I feel like he's trying to throw the heavy weight on us. What did you see?
There was a bus.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah? We established.
And then was there something else other than the bus?
It looked like it fell off the cliff.
The bus did?
Stop our bus. Let's
Where's
see what
the other bus?
Let's find out.
They all got out of the bus. the two captains, the co-caps, Mandy and Melissa, they ran after to see what bus fell over the bridge. They realized it was a competing team.
Oh my goodness, it's Riverside High.
They're dead.
They're dead. So that means that do we just like win?
Because I think that we just win. I think we just win. Do you guys, what do you guys want to do now since there's no reason for us to be going to Denver anymore?
At that point, the bad nature of the girls being happy that they were excited about the fact that the opposing team had died in a bus crash was all documented on film by the documentarian that was on the bus. So they intended on trying to get that footage from him.
Hey, Charlie. Yeah, it's the documentarian from the bus.
Oh, yeah. What's going on?
I think I found our story.
I think you need to talk to the editor. Editor? Yeah. Hey.
You're the documentarian from the bus. I think I found our story.
You found our story? What?
No. We're on the way to the competition.
Right.
Against Riverdale.
Okay.
Riverdale falls off a cliff. I'm speechless. I think the girls sabotaged and killed Riverdale.
Exactly what happened in Bring It On 7.
I think that these girls, particularly Mandy and the senior, killed a bus full of girls. And I think this could be my big story. Cliff. To allow me to then move up to the bigger part of news.
Clifford, are you safe? That's what's important at this point. Because if they have the ability to do that to a bus, I'm
You're breaking up, but I gotta go. The girls are coming, and they look pissed.
So who are you on the phone with?
Yeah, so who are you on the phone with?
I was on the phone with my editors, making...
What's that?
My boss, basically.
Okay.
I'm just letting them know that, just to get ready for a great picture of you girls as champions.
Yeah.
Because it looks like you might have won it unless...
We did win. There's something Melissa and I wanted to talk to you about. Do you have a minute?
I do.
Is there any way that we can, like, I don't know, just because I know...
Right.
I'm just so... conscious of the way I look on camera.
I understand that.
Is there any way that I can look at the footage?
Yeah, do you want to come back to... I mean, I don't mean to be pervy, but you could come back to my place and watch it there.
Just give us the footage.
Amanda, it's the way you just get...
I have it in my room.
Hmm.
Why don't you come with me to my room?
Okay.
We'll take a look at the footage, and if you're happy with it, I'll use it, and if not, we could refilm. In fact, we could film some stuff in my room now if you'd like.
The narrative took a turn.
Hey, I got Cliff on line one. He says he has something big.
All right, I'll patch it through. Clifford, you're on the phone.
It's me, Clifford. The documentarian girls were worrying. I didn't hear you before, but I picked up on it and I realized you were worried that they might be trying to hurt me. So what I'm now doing is making them be worried of me by inviting them to my room and being sketchy so they think I'm some type of a danger so they forget about the whole hurting me and sabotaging the story. What do you think about my idea?
I think it's a great idea. You just got to remember at some point in time, you got to up your game. You got to get a little bit more creepier. Every time they get a little bit more pushier to find that footage and get it from you, because at this point, I mean, don't you agree?
Yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying.
I understand. I'm undercover.
Clifford, watch your back.
Wow, this is a nice room you have.
I'm undercover. Yeah. I mean, I got to go under my covers to find the SD card.
Oh.
That's fine. You said it was on your desk when you told us to come to the hotel room.
Yeah, my rock hard desk.
You know that we're even... Girls. Even her being a senior, she's still underage. You have alcohol everywhere.
Do either of you have daddies?
Sir subject for Mandy, but I do.
I had a daddy, but he disappeared.
Documentary producer's office.
Hey, guys, it's the documentarian again.
Yes.
Yeah. Patching you through the editor. Hold on.
Okay, you got it.
Yeah. But yes.
What is my job anyways? Do I need to be even patching you through?
I don't
think so.
I think I'm the editor.
I know. I'm sorry. I've been making...
No, I think I'm sorry. You know what?
I've been here 10 years and that's my whole job is patching people through. I just don't know what...
Hang on one second, Cliff. We're going to straighten this out. I'm the editor.
Yeah, I know that.
Guys, listen to me. Editor, right?
I guess. Well, I'm the editor.
I think I found a new story.
We're co-editors, actually.
Mandy's father, one of the ones that killed Riverdale that I'm pretending to try and sleep with to get away.
We did our research. He disappeared.
Yeah.
Well, we got to look into this.
We've been looking at it from our side and it seems like... Mm-hmm. There's a connection between the dad disappearing
right.
and the girl being the daughter of the dad that disappeared.
That's the same thing. You know what? I think I'm going to figure out how her father disappeared without mentioning the word cactus, even though we're in Arizona. Go.
He had a very awkward and unconventional interview approach.
Hey, girls.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What got you into cat cheerleading?
Say what?
What got you into cactus... cheerleading.
What are you trying to say?
It sounds like you're trying to say something else and then you're stumbling and saying cheerleading.
Yeah.
What got you into cheerleading?
Okay, that time it sounded like you said cheerleading just fine and then you were starting to say something else instead of it.
Watch. What got you into cheerleading?
Well, after I
stabbed my father with a cactus, I decided to...
He got on the phone with his editor right away.
Tell him what you told me!
All right, the older killed her dad.
She didn't just confess.
And then she just randomly said cactus, the one word I didn't want to say.
I guess this is a story.
Soon after, his documentary came out on Netflix and really was more of an expose on the two co-captains of the cheerleading squad. The one who had murdered her father with a cactus and then the freshman who covered it up for her.
Whoa, guys, I just found an old tape with a label on it that says, what's up?
Editor!
Yes.
He found a tape. It says, what's up?
Should we play the tape?
Yeah, yeah, play the tape.
Hey, what's up? I don't know if you remember us. I'm Mandy and Melissa. Melissa's a senior. I was a freshman then. We're in prison right now, and now we're spending time in the Women's Correction Facility of Wyoming, and we've been thinking about a lot of our actions. Right, Melissa?
I haven't been able to stop thinking about our actions.
And
where we went wrong and how we could make slight adjustments to our actions and maybe get away with it next time. Maybe not blurt out cactuses. We've murdered our parents' cactuses.
My parents are still alive. I'm here for accessory.
We as in the royal we.
Would love it if it's okay with you, if you, after you listen to this tape, that maybe you do another story that helps us get out, or at least helps me get out. Anyways, tape is over. Ending tape. Okay, bye.
They want us to find a way to get them out of jail to prove who, I don't know, really killed the father or the Riverdale bus. But what I'm thinking is, after dealing with these nutbags, I don't know if I want to get back into bed with them. Wink, wink. Gobble, gobble. I'm a chicken.
What was originally supposed to be an explanation to his editor was actually a pitch meeting at Warner Brothers. He was pitching the movie based on the story that he had lived.
I love it. I fucking love it. Let's make this movie.
I do have some notes.
Ah, fuck me. This guy's got notes. Producer extraordinaire. Go for it.
Hey, I ever met a producer that didn't have notes?
First of all, gobble, gobble, I'm a chicken.
Wink, wink, gobble, gobble,
yes,
I'm
wink,
a chicken.
Wink, wink, gobble, gobble, I'm a chicken. Are we married to that title?
No.
Are you aware that turkeys gobble?
Oh, yeah.
And
what's your point?
Coming up, act two. But first, a word from our esteemed sponsors. Stay with us.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Act 2, interview. Now, we go to our special guest contributor, Rick Glassman. Hi, Rick. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Okay. Yeah, this is great. And congratulations on the studio, the setup, and the podcast. I'm really excited for you guys.
We've been here for 20 years.
Yeah, thank you.
How long have you been listening to the show?
I haven't heard the show before. You sent it to me a couple weeks ago, and since then I've listened to all of them.
Correction, I didn't send it. That would be
your producer sent.
My producer Olivia sent it.
I'm sorry. If this was an improv scene, I would have said you're negating me.
What do you mean?
Just correcting me on who sent me the episode.
Oh no, just giving you reality. That's what happened.
Okay.
Were you creating a scene?
No.
Oh.
I'm a little confused because if I'm supposed to be myself, but you have the silly ass voice, it makes me want to like play.
Well,
but I don't know if I'm supposed to be authentic because show you the real Rick.
We would love to see the real Rick, and you know this is just the way that I talk. So.
All right. Well, can we start this part over?
Oh, no, you don't have to do it over.
So I'm used to actually being in the host chair.
Yes.
And asking the questions and driving it. So I'd like to sit back and relax and just watch you guys go. And please bring me in whatever you want and ask me any questions if you may have any.
Where are you from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, nice. Is there anything that you miss about Ohio that you don't have here in Los Angeles?
Could I ask you an honest question?
Yes, of course.
Is this something that you ask all your guests? Stuff like what do they miss about their hometown?
I think this might be
the first time.
Yeah, this is the first time he's actually asked
that. It's kind of, and I'm going to make myself out to be a bad guy. It's kind of a surface, who care? I mean, yeah, I miss family, a couple of restaurants, but nothing's going to come of that.
What is a restaurant that you miss?
I miss Walk with Wing.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
It was a Chinese food restaurant. Could you say restaurant on this?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
It was a Chinese food restaurant that my grandma, shout out to hashtag Grandma Gloria Glassman, she bought me a $50 gift certificate for the holidays. We celebrated Christmas and Hanukkah around the same time. So I say Christmas, but I don't know, end of December.
Right.
And I went to use it the first week of January and they closed down. And my grandma spent $50 on that gift certificate and it closed down. So
I wonder what that day was like for you.
I think we have it in the archives.
Nana, thanks so much for this gift certificate.
Hi, Rick. So this is for you. This is a little card. I put a lot of money on it.
Oh, wow. I'm going to buy General Tso's chicken, chicken lo mein, fried rice, Szechuan green beans, and some vegetarian pet stickers on the first week of January.
So you were very clear on the kind of items you wanted to get with that card.
Yeah, I am somebody who tends to get the same things wherever I go. Say, I watch the same movies, I eat the same meals, and I rotate every few weeks, but I'm pretty compulsive with that kind of stuff.
What are you currently eating today or this week?
Well, I'm working on a show at the moment where there's catering, so there's different food all the time.
Do you have it in your writer to have very specific things in the...
I have a lot of things I would want to put in my writer if I ever get to the point of being able to ask that, but I don't have that kind of leverage.
Like, what would you want to put in?
I would want to say that if there's any wardrobe that I put on in my character that I like, I could keep. I would want to get them to tailor my actual clothes, and I would want I would want certain food things every day.
Like what kind of foods?
I would love to have just gluten-free vegetarian stuff that's like high quality, that's not processed.
Are you allergic to gluten?
Actually, it's funny that you ask. I have...
Is it funny or is it just very interesting?
It's funny.
You're celiac?
That's just interesting. What happened is I have a lot of joint issues and I had some different surgeries for these problems. And my girlfriend, who she's real, you don't have to ask questions. I have a girlfriend.
What's her name?
Betty. And she told me that gluten could be a inflammatory food. And I got off gluten and so much of those pains just went away.
Let's call your girlfriend Betty and see.
Well, the phone didn't work before. Remember when I tried to play piano? So won't work.
I'll call her now.
Hi, it's Betty.
Hi, Betty. We're here with your boyfriend, Rick.
Oh, hey, Rick. Hey.
Yep, so she's real. You can hang up. So anyway, she told me that gluten could make me inflamed, and I got off it. My shoulder in particular feels so much better, yeah.
I heard you had a podcast or something. You do, like, something.
Yeah, I have a podcast. It's called Take Your Shoes Off.
Take Your Shoes Off.
Yeah, it kind of plays into that obsessive-compulsive mentality that I was telling you about with my food.
Because you constantly do the same thing over and over again.
Well, just this need for things to be in order and control a certain way. Take your shoes off, I find, is kind of like the gateway into it. Everyone understands a guy who wants them to take their shoes off, but that's just the first on the list of many.
Do you feel like maybe you turn up that quality a little bit for the show, or do you feel like that's a real representation of who you are in real life?
I play into it sometimes. It's never trying to trick. Like, I want people to... I don't want anybody eating over my rugs. I want them to have a tray. Sometimes I could be a little bit more aggressive about over the tray.
Can you take us back to one of those nights?
Hey, Rick, these are great hot dogs, man.
Eat it over the tray. I don't want that.
Why not, dude? I'm hungry.
Okay. Just eat it over the tray.
Okay.
See, like that kind of stuff, I would probably end up saying something like,
right.
Hey man, if you can eat the hot dog, it's got to be on a tray.
Do you have very specific trays just for your hot dogs?
You know, I'd like to give a shout out to Woodworking Pelican. That's Woodworking Pelican. He is a woodman from Utah.
Right.
And he made me some handmade beautiful wooden trays.
I think I've seen them.
Yeah.
They're very beautiful.
He's actually helping me with some other wood projects I have, if you know what I mean.
What do you mean?
Let's just say some stuff I might use in my house.
That part was definitely sexual.
Not at all.
Nope.
Okay. That's Woodworking Pelican. You could check that out on Instagram, IMDb, Utah Woodworking Pelican. And also while I'm here, I'd like to give a shout out to my father's local area rug store, Marshall Rug Gallery in Cleveland, Ohio, where 30 years we're family, baby. And if you want synthetic or if you want wool, if you want hand-stitched, hand-back, hand-knotted, if you want hand-tufted, there's a lot of places you could go to find a rug. There's only so many places you could get one as family. That's Marshall.
So, Ari, did he purchase ad time?
No, I think he was kind of shoehorning it. I believe the rug store belongs to his dad. And then I guess the woodworking guy is somebody he actually really likes.
Did he sign any sort of contract with us? Is the company getting any sort of cut of the...
Am I in trouble? I'm in trouble, aren't I? Is Marshall Rug Gallery a real place?
Well, it's a real Northeast Ohio rug store, but it's also now a character in the show of Los Angeles comedian podcast that's so heavy.
Does it belong to your father?
Yes. It's interesting. You said that I remember you told me that you were worried that I was going to be shoehorning it in. It actually reminds me of my entrepreneur grandmother who's a shoehorning it in. I'm Rick Glassman with Marshall Rug Gallery.
Hey, tired of not having floors? Well, I got good news for you.
Do you have good news or do you have good news and bad news?
I have good news and then bad news after those two pieces of good news.
All right, sounds like you got a lot more to tell me now.
First piece of good news is we've got the floors you need.
Fuck yeah, all right.
Second piece of good news is these floors are sold for cheap, 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 cheap.
Cheap, 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 cheap.
Cheap, 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 cheap.
At Marshall Floor Gallery.
But I haven't told you the bad news yet.
Oh, they've been listening.
We're not allowed to advertise on this podcast.
On Marshall Floor Gallery.
North on 57.
You guys, can I tell you something that
is fleeting?
You know what? It's not a buzzkill. It's just the truth. How much I respect and appreciate what you boys do week after week. Do you find it difficult to just fabricate these stories from thin air to have such concise, hard-hitting, repeated material to the point to where your improv skills have gotten you to the point of what? What's next? Because having a podcast on iHeartRadio is, and I'm not being sarcastic, look at the big boys, Workaholics guys, look at the Nikki Glazers, it's the top of the top. You guys are there. Is there a level above this?
No.
Is podcasting the biggest platform for improv now? Honestly.
We want to thank our guests, Rick. Coming
it's
in.
It's just really cool what you guys were able to do.
Thank you so much for being our guest contributor for this episode. Coming up, Act 3. But first, a word from our sponsors who make this high-quality program possible. Stay with us.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Act 3. He didn't understand why the bird wanted to ride the bicycle. Didn't seem like it was a very logical move for a bird who had wings and could fly wherever they wanted to. But this very specific bird really wanted to ride a bike.
So I think I understand what you're telling me. Wait, well, how many? Okay, but hold on. You are still flying. Okay, and you flew here. And when you were done, you flew away. So when you're on the bike, are you experiencing a different mode of transportation, or do you need it to get someplace? All right, so you're on the bike because you want to be ground level. What the fuck did you just say to me, bird? Did you just flick me off, bird? No, that looks like you're flicking me off. I can't tell. Hey, Kevin, come over here. Is this just a wing up, or is this bird flipping me the bird?
Do it again.
Ooh. You're on your own with that one. He doesn't like you.
Do you
very
think
much.
That's why they call it giving him the bird?
It was clear that the bird had an attitude problem, but yet it still wanted to ride Chris's bike, even though the bike didn't belong to the bird.
And why exactly do you want to enroll your son in the Scared Straight for Birds program?
He what? When? How many?
I've heard enough. Let's scare this bird straight.
Epilogue.
Guess what? You may be a bird out there, but inside here, you're my bitch!
What are you in for, bird? Damn. You're telling me, at only 12 years old, you rode somebody's bike to go do some crime?
Your Honor, would the court reporter please read back the bird witness's testimony?
He said...
And now will the court reporter please read back what the bird witness said 5 minutes ago, which will be ample proof that the bird did in fact perjure himself while on the stand.
That's not me, that's him.
Yeah, I just can't really sound like birds, but I'll try. Cut two. Okay. Cut two.
Hear me out.
15 years later, right? After the bird has done some time,
yeah, like
he learned how to speak English,
uh-huh.
And now he's up against the three people, like in Shawshank Redemption, when Red was like,
right.
And he's like, I don't,
right,
and
right,
now
right,
here's
right.
The bird trying to prove that, you know what, he's ready to be right, out right, back right, with
right,
the bird.
Right,
so do you feel like you have been rehabilitated?
Sorry, I actually learned how to speak over these past 15 years.
No, I heard a little bit
no, you're right.
Bird.
Well, the truth is, sir, I am a bird.
Yeah.
I flip a bird, and gosh darn it, I did do crime when I was 12. But at this point in my life, I'm an old bird, and I made mistakes. And I don't give a shit if you lock me up and throw away the key, or if you let me out and be a free bird. Because at the end of the day, next thing comes morning. And guess what? Early bird gets the worm. But you know what I realized in this place? The early worm gets eaten by the bird. So it isn't if you're early or if you're late. It's how you see yourself, how we could relate. Because whether it's nobler in the mind to suffer the slings, nay, horse's arrows.
Approved.
Thank you.
Get busy living or get busy flying.
And the Oscar goes to Rick Glassman for a bird flag.
Rick Glassman couldn't be here to accept his award, so I will accept it on his behalf.
Do your Rick Glassman impression.
Hey, guys.
My name's Rick Glassman, and my father has an area rug store. Ooh, I got a girlfriend, and she's real. Oh, I got a real cool podcast, and I don't like people touching my rugs. Well, guess what else I have? I have a couple of real cool friends that invite me on to do their real cool shows.
Hey, it's us! It's us!
We're finding our stride. Let's do one more. I'm feeling really good with you boys.
Even though we decided we wanted to end a long time ago, he just wanted to keep going.
Now we have a word from our sponsors, Helix Mattress. That's Helix Mattress, where if you want to sleep on a bed, I advise you do it. You know, if you don't have a mattress, you could sleep on the floor, and I recommend getting something that's good for the back. And Marshall,
it was by far the most successful episode that they'd ever had.
That's Take Your Shoes Off Podcast. You can get it at rickglassman.com, Instagram at rickglassman, and that's Marshall Carpet One and Rug Gallery, Northeast Ohio. If you're looking for quality rugs and feel like you're done being a customer and you want to be a client, check out Marshall Rug Gallery, Marshall Rug Gallery, Marshall Rug Gallery, Marshall Rug Gallery, Marshall Rug Gallery. Take your shoes off.
For producer Andy and our special guest Rick Glassman, I'm your host Ari, and this is Americans Live.
And as we do at the end of every episode, our guest will leave us with one of their favorite songs.
Join us next time.
Baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low. Get the music on the soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got nowhere to...
Ari, please step into my office. Did he secure the rights to that song?
I don't think it really matters because at this point, it's his own personal rendition, and I don't think the actual original artist has any legal grounds to sue us.
You're supposed to clear every...
Well, that's justice! Justice.
I'm going to get fired.
This is Americans Live can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can also find This Is Americans Live on Instagram at This Is Americans Live and on Twitter at Americans Live.
All right, I'm ready. Is that the warm-up or are we really done? Because I think I get it now.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.